Hello and welcome to Stories of Purpose, a podcast from the Hagen Partners, where we share the latest news from the International City of Peace and Justice. My name's Tom Clark, and today we're talking to Nara Moripen, one of the co-founders of PAL, a unique app designed to support families caring for loved ones with life-limiting illnesses. Nara shares her own experiences of navigating the challenges of caring for a terminally ill relative and explains how the Netherlands is at the forefront of a digital revolution in palliative care.
We are really on a mission to bring better access to supportive care and early palliative care to anyone that has a life-limiting illness and their families. So that's really what we're all about. And back in my previous life, before I started PAL, I was really working with large pharma companies and large healthcare organizations as a management consultant. And my primary focus was on helping them develop their digital health and digital therapeutics offerings to kind of complement their medicine offerings. And then when I was still in that job, my mom was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer, which of course kind of threw my life up in the air and made me kind of change a lot of things in my life. And one of those was that I took a leave of absence from work to be my mom's caregiver and be part of kind of helping her, but also to be able to spend as much time as I could. And that was sort of my initial introduction to having a serious illness and palliative care. And it was sort of the very initial inspiration of PAL that came from my experience, trying my best and failing a lot of times at being a caregiver for her. But I learned a lot from it. And the main takeaway I took from it was that I just want it to be easier to anyone that is kind of doing the same in the future and wanting to be there for their loved one, that we want them really to have access to all of the information and tools and support that they can, just to make that part of their journey a little bit easier.
Did you feel that there just wasn't enough information for people like you that were stuck in a very, very difficult emotional situation? The resources, did you just find they weren't available at that time?
Where I really noticed the big gap was when it came to me finding out what I could do in my role as a, not a nurse, not a doctor, just a completely untrained, you know, family member who knew absolutely nothing about a quite complex condition and complex symptoms and complex care needs that my mom had, which is not unusual. This is really what most families are struggling with. I'm not saying that we've solved it all, but I do think really what we have put out is something that really tackles like most of the challenges that I was struggling with on a daily basis. And that really is a very big motivating factor for me when I kind of feel like I'm sad that I didn't have a tool like PAL when I was struggling with all of this.
Walk me through what PAL is today and how you got there. What were the kind of iterative sort of processes that you put together to get the app up and running?
We have three core features. So one has to do with shared care planning. The second one has to do with symptom monitoring and well-being tracking. And the third one is all of the content that they have access to. So in terms of the shared care planning, it's really about making sure that they all know what they should be doing. You can tag kind of like certain tasks or events to another person in your care team to kind of share that care burden. Because this is also something that is a big problem, that quite often the burden will be on one person, the primary caregiver. And it's really hard for them to be able to kind of coordinate with other members of their care team. And the second one has to do with symptom monitoring and well-being tracking. Symptoms are really at the core of what are the concerns of both patients and family members. And that is because when you are in physical pain or if you have symptoms that are really bothering you, like breathlessness, nausea, and so on, you really cannot enjoy the other parts of your life, which you would prioritize, like being able to spend time with your family and so on. And then the third bit has to do with content and like our knowledge library, essentially. And this is where we not only are working with our own clinicians and nurses and experts in their field to really close all of these gaps in content that I discovered when I was spending too much time on Google. But we also have collaborations with organizations such as PeaceSNL, here in the Netherlands, and they're allowing us to use their content to also be able to offer that to our users. And everything is connected in a way that based on what you're doing on the app and based on your condition and based on the constellation of your care team, you're getting suggestions in terms of content and tips. So that if you log, for example, that you have pain, you will then get content that kind of helps you with that directly.
There was some research that was done by an organization in The Hague. How has that helped you put the app together and move it forward? Is that a collaboration that you can talk more about?
We actually participated in CareTech, a really great program in The Hague that enabled us to kind of get a lot of advice and like meet a lot of people in the ecosystem, so to say, in The Hague, which was really helpful and really taught us a lot of things that we don't know, and also made us a bit more aware about the localization requirements and stuff. And we were lucky enough to win that. My co-founder went and pitched and went home with the first prize, which was part of that was a pilot with The Hague, where we were lucky enough to get this research collaboration with I don't want to say it in Dutch, but the Haagse Hogeschool. I think you need to add some subtitles there, or someone needs to voice that over. But we really worked together with them, and they did a really great research piece where they really talked to almost everyone in the ecosystem in The Hague in terms of figuring out what did we need to do in terms of getting PAL eventually like out there into the hands of people who really need it, so the patients and the family caregivers. And that was a great collaboration. And also as part of that, we actually got a stipend to be able to translate the app to Dutch, because prior to that, we did not have that opportunity. So that was really with the support of the municipality of The Hague, where we were able to also offer now the app in Dutch.
I wonder if there's a way of speaking about the other organizations that operate in The Hague, lots of NGOs, lots of other organizations that are really focusing on creating more peace and more justice in the world. Does this feel like a kind of natural fit and a natural place to be working with those kind of organizations in that same spirit?
What almost surprised us a lot when coming to The Hague and starting to have all of these conversations was kind of the openness to health tech in general, and to be able to kind of welcome innovation to the people living in The Hague. And that was something that was really a great surprise. And I think also like the role that the municipality has played, I think that they're really doing their utmost to kind of put all people together in the same room and also provide a little bit of funding, which can always help, you know, early stage startups as well. And really all of the introductions that we got to so many different organizations in The Hague that are really working very hard to, you know, to make living there a better place, really helped us. And it just made us so much more aware of what the opportunities are, and also which changes that we should make to the app in terms of like providing a little bit of local content, to also make it easier for our users to get in touch with all of these organizations that are really doing great work.
What would you say to anyone that's going through this right now who may not have heard of PAL and may be struggling with lacking emotional support, lacking professional support? What would you say to those people, given your own experiences that you went through, now that there is this resource available to them?
What I would really recommend is to really make sure that you put everyone in your life together and really try to work together in the same direction. So whether that is, you know, your parents, your siblings, any friends and neighbors, anyone in your community, this really isn't the time to not want to reach out. Like, I know it can be hard, but it really helps to put those people closer to you and like sharing what you're going through. And in addition, when you are having conversations with your healthcare team, really ask questions, ask for help, figure out what are the local support organizations or what kind of support is available to you. You unfortunately in many cases have to ask those questions, but it can really help when you ask very specific questions. So put some pressure on your healthcare team and get as much support as you can.
What's the realistic goal, or what are your targets for the next sort of 12 months or 2 or 3 years in terms of scaling this app, making it globally available and making it available to many, many, many more people?
The main objective is literally just to get this in the hands of as many people as it can help. And we do have a bit of a hairy target internally where we want to, within the next 12 months, we want to reach 20,000 users. But one of our main focus areas at the moment is really to collaborate with partners that help us reach these users. So that being like hospitals, GP practices, charities that are helping and so on, because it can so often really like help people when you go to your doctor or your nurse, and you really feel like they're leaving you with something that can actually support you on a daily basis. And that is really something that we're also hearing from our users, that when they get introduced to PAL via their healthcare professional, that they really just use it a lot more because they feel like they're actually getting that support from their healthcare team. So that is really one of our priorities, because we just want to make sure that the connection between the healthcare team and the family is as strong as possible.
Thanks so much to Nara for sharing her story. If you want to find out more about PAL, you can download the PAL Caregiver Support app from Apple or Google Play, or visit the website at palhelps.com. The details are in the show notes. Stories of Purpose is produced by the City of The Hague and The Hague and Partners. Visit the website at storiesofpurpose.thehague.com for more news from the International City of Peace and Justice and how we can create a better, safer, more just world together. Thanks for listening.